You can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, where we learn how practicing mindfulness transforms you. Enjoy.
Who are you? How would you answer that? And are you living in a way that's true to who you are? I often start off my new mindfulness series exploring this question by having two people ask each other, who are you? So one person asks and the other person responds for 3 minutes uninterrupted. And what I find is that generally, in this first round, they talk about the more external layer of who they are. They talk about their work, their hobbies, their friends, all of which are really important, but none of which are who they fundamentally are. And so then they ask a second time. They'll ask, who are you again? And this time, I ask them to get a little bit more cosmic in their answer. So after wondering what they've done signing up for my class, they start to get a little vulnerable. So they talk about their struggles in their past, the fact that they have anxiety, and other pains that they have. But what I find is that for most people, no matter what they said, there is still something in them that realizes that that's not who they are either. But I don't have them ask for a third time, because for most people, who they are beyond these two initial layers is largely unexplored territory and really difficult to put into words. I lived 25 years of my life with the deep suffering of ignoring who I was because I was scared, because I didn't want to hurt anyone, and because I didn't really love myself enough to change. And so when I came to meditation, I came for some relief, but what I found was that the pain was not actually coming from the core of who I was. The pain was coming from how I was relating to who I was. So through mindfulness, I began to learn and accept who I was within and beyond those two layers. And the transformation that has happened from there has given me a kind of peace and happiness that I could never have expected. So I'd like to share with you today a framework in 4 steps on how mindfulness transforms us, both from my own experience and the experiences of many who have been doing this practice for over 2,500 years. So the first step is like the gateway of mindfulness. It's coming to this heightened realization that the new kicks, the girlfriend, even getting an A boarding group on Southwest, don't actually bring you sustained inner peace and happiness. You're happy for a bit, and then you get used to it, and then you're on to something else. And then on top of that, everything ends, breaks, or dies. So no wonder it is so hard to be happy as a human when there is always something between you and happiness. And so many people live their whole lives in a habit of believing that if only I become less or more this or have more of that, then I'll be happy. So when people come to meditation, this represents a willingness to step outside of this endless cycle of if only, to practice being present with who we are and what we have right now. As we continue to practice, we become really conscious of what takes us away from inner peace and happiness. Because when we meditate, we try to be present. And then we notice all of the thoughts and the emotions and our top 10 tunes that really like to get in the way of that. It's as though the waves of the mind start to settle enough for us to see more clearly what's going on underwater. And rather than our normal life where we're too distracted to notice, we ignore it, or we get really caught up in it, we learn how to notice it, to gain insight from it, and to let it pass. And that starts to create space for us to choose our response from a wiser place. I remember one summer, I was getting into my car, and it was extremely hot. And I noticed in me all of this irritation and this inner complaining. And because of my practice, I could be aware of it without being totally caught up in it. And it gave me the space to remember that just a few months ago, I had paid for this exact same experience at the sauna. And so that changed my whole perspective, because suddenly I realized that it wasn't actually the heat itself that was causing my suffering, but it was my resistance to the heat. So rather than being the complainer and being the irritation, I was able to be the noticer of the irritation and complaining and choose to let it go. And so as we start to get less caught up in our emotions and our thoughts, we start to have greater access to this third layer of who we are, our kind, wise, and conscious self, where our true values live. As we become familiar with who we are, and as we start to allow thoughts and emotions to go without getting caught up in it, we start to discover our true nature. And through meditation, we get this in glimpses of the quiet, peaceful mind and what it is to just be. And we discover the joy, compassion, and peace of our true nature. And this experience is one of connectedness, it's one of aliveness, and it's one of a deep contentment.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.